You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This week's episode is dedicated to the Swifties of the world in celebration of Taylor Swift's new album, 1989. We discuss which of her exes has ass abs, our favorite tracks on each of her albums, and her drama with Katy Perry. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. But before we begin, we want to give a little bit of a love to our sponsor for this episode, and that is Audible.com. Thank you so much, Audible, for sponsoring this episode and loving Psychobabble as much as the people at home do. If you are a listener and you enjoy Psychobabble, be sure to give some love to Audible because they love the show and they keep the show free for you guys. So go give them some love. Get your first book for free at audiblepodcast.com/besties. But yeah, thanks for sponsoring this episode and let's talk all about Taylor Swift. Hey, Cor.
Hi.
What's up?
Taylor Swift's up.
Oh, my gosh. She is the furthest up that she's maybe ever been.
She's at her pinnacle.
She's Shania Twain up.
Oh.
But not so Shania Twain, because she is no country.
The country.
All pop.
All pop.
With her new album, 1989.
The same year you were born.
I mean, I didn't want to make it all about me, but since you suggested it.
Oh.
This is, I was going to say this could be an episode all about Taylor Swift, but I guess since it's 1989, it's all about me.
No, it's all about Taylor.
Okay, fine. We can talk all about Taylor. She has just released a new album, and we want to celebrate it with a special Queen's edition of Psychobabble, all about Taylor Swift. Now, before we get into the episode, there has been a little bit of discussion. Anytime I tweet about Taylor Swift, all of the Swifties are kind of like, oh, you once talked crap about her. And I'm like, okay, well, I've just made jokes.
People don't get it.
People don't get it. Like, you're allowed to joke about people. And some people are, I kind of understand, because they're like, you slut-shamed her before. And I'm like, just because I make fun of, like, the fact that she sings about exes, it's not shaming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never intended it to be that. And if it's interpreted that way, I am sorry, officially. I'm sorry, Taylor. I didn't mean for that. But yeah, I it's one of those things where I joke about all of my queens, and I think that's kind of the way you have to approach like artists nowadays. Like with Gaga, for example, I joke about Gaga because you have to have a sense of humor. Do you not agree?
I agree. One of my most popular tweets was actually kind of throwing shade at Katy Perry.
Really? And Katy Perry's obviously your queen.
I know.
And people always use past jokes that I've made about Taylor as, like, you know, ammunition for, like, you can't talk about how much you love her now. And I'm like, okay, well, I just searched all of my tweets about Taylor Swift, and I have a tweet, December 4th, 2008. It says, "Love Story by Taylor Swift is my anthem." So if you want to go back in time, y'all, let's talk about how I've loved her forever.
Take it back.
Let's take it back. Just because I joke about somebody doesn't mean I hate them. And again, if I joke about somebody, that's promo. So calm it down and appreciate the episode. Let's get into it. Swifties, calm it down. Let's give Taylor some love. So, Corey,
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Taylor Swift, she has been in the game for a while now.
What do you...
I mean, we could start with what's happened last week, which is 1989, but I would like to take it back.
You want to go back?
Let's go back.
I was just going to start with, what do you think she's doing right now?
Right now, she's probably polishing her Grammys. That's what she's up to.
You know what she did a lot of last week?
Promoting.
Taylurking.
Hashtag Taylurking. I was kind of in love with it. You know what? I will say, if there's one thing that I love in a pop star mm-hmm. today,
yeah.
it's good marketing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of pop stars that are, you know, great vocalists, great lyricists, great songwriters, great, you know, personalities. They have the X Factor. My personal version of an X Factor is good marketing. And Taylor's got it.
Well, I know this episode's not all about you, but I thought that you could probably use Taylurking.
It's happening, y'all. Hashtag Taylurking.
Like, I mean, I'm being so serious. Anytime you're, like, stalking people
okay.
on Twitter or anything, you should be Taylurking.
If you see me reply to any indirects, it's some hashtag Taylurking.
I will be doing choreography.
And I will be Taylurking. But what do you think she's doing right now?
I think she's Taylurking.
She's Taylurking. So basically, if you don't know what it is, Taylor Swift was, you know, I think this is the moment where she has most interacted with her fan base. And part of that is... whether she's on Twitter or Tumblr, she is stalking her fans.
Yeah.
And hashtagging it, Taylurking.
It was trending all, like, last week.
Was
like,
it?
Yeah, multiple days. She was just, like, because she was uploading their Instagrams and, like, of her
she's
fans.
She's reposting all of their pictures.
Tumbling for days.
How do you feel about Taylor...
Tumble?
Being on Tumblr.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, how do I think of Taylor, like, tumbling, like, if she had a tumble routine?
Oh my God. She's... Okay, I don't mean to hate crime tall people, but I
feel offended already.
I think tall people can't do tumbling.
Oh, Taylor and I would have the best tumble routine, and I would choreograph it.
Would it have ribbons?
Of course. It would have ribbons for days.
Ribbon dancing?
That's what I think she's doing right now. She's working on a tumble routine with her cat. What's the cat's name?
Grammy?
You can't just name your cat Grammy.
I think she can do whatever she pleases.
I literally just imagined you getting four cats and naming them Oscar Tony.
Grammy, Tony, and
Emmy. And you're being like, oh, I'm just at home with my EGOT. And it's literally you with your four cats.
Wait, y'all know one of my goals in life is to be an EGOT holder. There's only like 12 of them. Whoopi Goldberg is one of them. To have an EGOT, you have to have an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
That's
so
literally you gonna get.
But I'm not gonna have four cats. Lord knows I hate cats.
Whoa.
I would get four dogs name them as such. And then I would get like a little puppy named VMA.
You're gonna be like, I'm going home to feed my EGOT.
Yeah, and my VMA. It, like my surfboard, my people's choice. I'm gonna Can I tell you something?
Go.
Before we get more into Taylor, I went on a bad date last night.
What?
Yeah. I told you a little bit about him earlier, but
maybe you were the bad date.
There was literally no chance. I am the perfect date.
Ooh.
I am the perfect date. No.
Is that why you're single?
A, how dare you. B, how dare you. C, go home. Hashtag feed your EGOT. Hashtag feed your EGOT. That's what the hashtag is
today. I love it.
No. The date was so boring because there was nothing about him. I was like, asking him questions, every answer to everything was, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know who your favorite pop queen is? You don't know who you were in high school? You don't know why you chose your major? The worst part was, as we were walking back to our neighborhood, because we live relatively close to each other, we walked to our date. He was like, yeah. I was like, do you have any animals? And he has a fish.
A fish.
I said, what's his name? He goes...
He doesn't have a name.
I go, is there anything interesting about you? You don't even name your fish?
No.
You don't even name your fish Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, or Tony?
Do you think he's listening right now?
If he is, get a hint.
Actually, those are actual real names for animals, like Oscar.
Emmy.
Tony.
Grammy?
Grammy's the only one that's not.
Oh, I call my Grammy Grammy. It's like if you have an old
cat. Come here, Grammy. What kind of dogs would they be?
Oh, like... I'm not getting into that. There's no time. We have to talk about Taylor Swift.
All right. So we know she's right now working on her tumble routine or Taylurking.
And she's feeding her animals, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Yes.
All of her cats.
Her cat's name's Olivia Benson, and you know that.
I didn't know that.
Meow.
Meow.
It's like in a new Coke commercial with her.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you feel about her love and Coke? It's better than if she loved Coke. That's for real.
That's for real. And I think that's why she's at the top of her game.
Because she doesn't love Coke.
Right.
That's a lesson for the people at home.
Good for
you. If you do drugs, it's not good for your career.
You're not going to release a number one album.
Well, that's for sure.
You probably... Who can never be sure?
Who can never be sure?
But, like, probably not going to happen for
so
you.
With 1989, she has come on top of the charts again.
Yeah.
She did the same with Red, Speak Now, Fearless, Taylor Swift. Have all of her albums debuted at number one?
I don't think the first one did.
Well, that would be quite a feat.
No.
I don't think it did.
No.
Nobody knew who she was then. Yeah, most debut albums don't come out as number one.
It was like 2007, 2006.
She's been around for a while.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Oh my gosh, don't even make me do this.
I would have said Fearless because let me tell you a little bit about Fearless. Fearless for me was an era. That was when I really fell in love with T-Swizzle. I mean, it was...
How much crying did you do to Fearless?
A lot. A lot. This was when I was with my... I don't know if I'm going to call him my one that got away.
But your one that got a sleigh.
My one that got a fillet.
The one that got a sleigh.
I wish he had gotten me a fillet. My one that got a bay... What was it? A bay ride. He did not give me a bay ride. Fearless.
You know what my favorite track on Fearless is?
What?
You're going to roll your eyes.
Don't.
So I just love White Horse because it was in a Grey's... It was in a Grey's Anatomy episode. And this was like back before Shazam was a thing. And like I literally remember sitting in my living room watching Grey's Anatomy. You hear White Horse come on in the background.
Stop it.
You know it's Taylor Swift, but you don't know what song it is and you can't Shazam it. That struggle was real.
Was it? I'm looking at the track list for Fearless, and it is iconic after iconic. And then I love that you look over in the writers column, and it's all Taylor Swift.
That is
one impressive feat. There are a lot of pop stars, and maybe you at home don't realize this. There are a lot of musicians that don't write their own stuff, and Taylor Swift is not one of them. She writes everything. Every song on Fearless, which is, I think, one of her best albums, was written by her, if not with another writer. Most of them were solo.
A collaborateur.
I loved Love Story, which was all written by her.
Yeah.
I loved Fearless, which was all... I mean, she had a couple collaborations with that. Every song.
Do you love the You're Not Sorry CSI remix?
Yes! Oh, my God. Yes. I literally just had a spasm when you said that. I looked at you like a crazy person. But, yes, it's so good. It's, like, such a jam.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. It is a good album. There's, like, two songs that I don't care for.
What?
On Fearless. Didn't love...
Hey, Steven.
No, I love Hey,
I love
Steven.
Hey, Steven.
I don't love 15...
How dare you?
I mean, because I guess I was way older than 15 when the song came out. So.
I love The Best Day.
Everybody tells me that that song makes them cry and they like think about their mom.
I love my mom.
I said I didn't like two songs on the album. That was the other one.
You know what? I can't believe you hate your mom.
Wow. I don't. I love her.
I would say as much as Love Story was iconic,
mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about the lyrics because I'm not really into like... story lyrics.
Oh.
You know that about me.
So you hate Romeo and Juliet.
It's a good song, but it kind of gets a little bit like story time. And I don't like that. But it's kind of what Taylor Swift is good at. So I don't know.
Storytelling, that's like what all singer-songwriters do.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be so like, so this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened.
Wow.
Which leads me to, what's that one song on...
Speak Now.
Yeah, on Speak Now. What is the song?
It's Speak Now.
The song is Speak Now.
Yeah.
It's all like, so there we were at a wedding, and then they stood up, and I stood up, or something.
And I was in the background.
And there I was, and blah, blah, blah.
I think you nailed it. I think that's like literally the lyrical content of that song.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good song, but it gets a little bit story time.
It's like, and then we ran outside because I broke your wedding up because I'm a homewrecker, but I love true love.
Right. It's a little bit like that. Did you like Speak Now?
I did. I loved all of her albums. I will say I'm not as familiar with the first as I am with the last four.
You know what is the song, though?
On which album?
on the original first album.
Oh, Tim McGraw, Tears on My Guitar.
No, I was not into Tim McGraw.
Our song is a swinging slam door.
Our song, oh my God, it's so good. Our song is a slam swinging door.
You are so good at it.
Ding dong ding.
A ring a ding ding. It was very country grassroots.
Yeah, right. When I don't know the lyrics to a country song, it just becomes a ding a dong ding dong ding.
I know that about you.
That's how I sing along to every Shania song.
From when we ride in the car and you ruin music.
No, you know what the song is on the Taylor Swift album?
Which?
Picture to Burn.
I said that.
Did you say that?
You're just another picture to burn. Have you ever...
Oh, my God.
Have you ever burned a picture? I know you were talking
about... She wrote that about me.
The one that got away?
He became a picture to burn.
Have you ever burned a picture of a boyfriend? Ex-boyfriend?
Burned it?
Yeah.
Burned it? No. Don't let me have fire anymore. After the incident. Hashtag the incident?
Of your candle blowing up. Was that the incident?
That was one of the incidents.
No. Do you want to go back to your apartment and burn pictures of our old boyfriends?
Yeah.
I think we're mostly over most of the relationships, though.
Who would you, was there anybody you would make a picture and burn it?
I would.
I don't know if that was a sentence.
Are you singing country songs or are you?
Burned.
I hate everything.
And now the Taylor Swift fandom might come for me for this.
Okay, go.
But if your debut single, I think it was her debut single. Was it Tim McGraw?
I think that was the first.
That's so, like, imagine somebody coming on the scene and just making a song called Lady Gaga.
My first single is going to be called Taylor Swift, and you know that.
I don't think that's fair. That's a bit of piggybacking.
That's oink, like, oink.
Yeah, imagine if Lady Gaga came onto the scene and made a song called Madonna.
She probably would have. She probably scrapped it.
Whoa. Or maybe Lord making a song about Taylor Swift. You know they're besties.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. You know, I would love to hear a Lord take on a song called Taylor Swift. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. It'd be so like alternative dark pop.
Whoa. What is an alternative dark pop these days?
No. Oh, you're telling me. Come for him.
Oh, God.
Come for him. Don't name names, but come for him.
I will.
Who else is in Taylor Swift's posse? We got Lord.
Lena Dunham lately.
Lena Dunham. You know, before we go on, let's give some love to Lena. Love 'em Dunham.
Love 'em Dunham.
I love Lena Dunham. That was a country song. It became a...
So your first song is going to be called Lena Dunham.
Yeah, my debut single will be called Lena Dunham. Speaking of Lena Dunham, we need to give some love to her in a way that only I would do. And that is through our sponsor, Audible.com. They love Psychobabble as much as you guys do. So we are going to give them a little bit of love today. And if you didn't know, Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles. If you love listening to podcasts, you will definitely love listening to audiobooks. Whether you're driving or on your way to school or at the gym or whatever, audiobooks are perfect and Audible.com is the best. If you haven't used it already, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Psychobabble lovers. So if you go to audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first book free. This month, in celebration of 1989 and Taylor Swift's bestie, Lena Dunham, it only felt appropriate to recommend her book, Not That Kind of Girl, which I read, I absolutely loved. It's all about a young woman telling you what she's learned in her life. So, to download this audiobook for free or another book of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Again, that is audiblepodcast.com/besties. You're welcome, T-Swizzle. You're welcome, Lena Dunham. So, speaking of all of her besties.
Yeah.
Who? Okay, it's very public that she's friends with Lord. Very public that she's friends with Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Who do we think she's besties with that we don't know about?
Oh, like a secret best friend?
Like a secret bestie.
You mean like kind of like the way that I tell everyone you're my best friend, but I really have like a secret best friend?
Excuse me? Is it Taylor Swift?
And it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's – I mean, I'm actually in the Taylor Swift Lord Lena Dunham posse.
They call it a coven.
Well, based on what we've been up to.
I mean. Wait, who do you think are her secret besties? Not Katy Perry.
No, no, no.
How do you feel about that? I mean –
Now that I've had a chance to listen to Bad Blood?
Yeah, Bad Blood is supposedly all about her bad blood with Katy Perry.
I know, I know, I know.
Now, your queen, Katy,
yeah,
is coming for the new queen, Taylor.
Taylor. Well, I mean, I don't think that's true.
You don't think it's true?
I don't think they're coming for each other is what I was saying. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. Who can never be sure?
I mean...
What do you mean? Say what you mean.
Well, all I mean is, I think if I were Taylor, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even release Bad Blood because that's promo for my frenemy.
Who's already sitting atop the charts.
Listen, if I have vengeance for someone, I will find solace in staying at home,
not
polishing my Grammys,
your,
and petting my EGOT.
Petting your EGOT.
My Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony cats.
Meow.
Hashtag me. Ow.
Maybe you won your Tony for cats.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
No, I wouldn't release a song. Would you release a song about your enemy? I mean, Lord knows.
Lord knows.
Hashtag Lord knows. I don't believe in talking shit because if I hate someone and if I talk about them, that's just promo for them.
I saw a really good quote once.
What?
Said, keep talking shit. You're making me famous.
Right. If you talk shit about your frenemies, about your enemies, then like that's just free promo for people you don't like. And I don't give promo to anybody I don't like.
Speaking of which, what's my Twitter handle?
I don't like you. You're not getting that promo.
Anyway, if we're going to talk about her best friends, do we talk about her like past loves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which of them would you also want to get with?
I mean, I've seen John Mayer in person. He's too tall for me.
Okay, I will say, I saw John Mayer in person with you when we were at that VMA party a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I recently was at a concert over the summer where it was like a bunch of bands and people were playing here in LA. And John Mayer was one of the acts. And I will say, I hadn't seen him perform. And when I was like standing in the crowd watching him perform, I was like going through it.
Were you like, did you fall in love? Did you get a talent boner? That's a thing.
A talent boner?
Yeah. Like when you're not really into somebody, but then you see them like use their talents and then you're like, whoa, yes.
He was great. He was wearing – everything was working for him. He had like –
I think he's a huge human. Not like
– he's taller than
me. He's like a physically large body. He's got a big head, not like
– he was on stage
making – he's got a physically big head.
Making love to the guitar.
Whoa.
You could see all of
his
tattoos.
That's illegal in three states.
Not in California.
Teardrops on my guitar.
He played the acoustic version of EXO.
Yeah.
And it was – I was like – ready. I was ready to...
Were you ready and sweaty?
I didn't know if I was going to propose to him or, like, play Taylor Swift's Dear John.
Whoa.
And be like, no, you hurt her.
No!
Right. I was so torn.
Hashtag torn.
Natalie Imbruglia was torn.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
Yeah. So she dated John Mayer. He could get it.
Who else did she date?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
he could get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Love and Other Drugs, where they show his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did he have a butt double?
No, girl.
That's his ass?
That was his ass. It had muscles that I didn't even know a butt could have.
Like what?
Like a big old butt
did
muscle.
Did his butt have abs?
I just remember in... No.
Well, I mean, that's a butt muscle that your butt can't have.
Oh, my God. If your butt had a six-pack, I would take that to a surgeon and say, girl, help.
That's my new
take
compliment.
It out. Put it in my stomach.
Girl, his ass looked so good. It had abs.
I don't know if that's a good thing. If your ass has abs.
That's a great thing.
That's the next Taylor Swift single.
That's like, if his
ass abs.
If his ass. Dear Diary, if his ass had abs.
That seems like a condition that I wouldn't want.
Okay. I'll take
okay.
it. More for me.
Okay. No, his ass did not have abs. But it was beautiful.
What have you taken out of it?
Whoa!
You
what?
Bite the booty. you
would
wanna,
I
like,
bite Jake Gyllenhaal's butt?
Like a nibble.
I just
nibble.
Laughed so hard that I got a little dizzy. Whoa.
You don't want to nibble on his little booty?
What is wrong with you today? Yes, I want to bite on Jake Gyllenhaal's butt. If you're listening, Jake, tweet me. And we'll schedule a time where I can bite your abs. Down under. What's your favorite Jake Gyllenhaal movie?
He's got a new one coming out.
Does he?
I don't know. Yeah. It's got...
You know what I loved? Wait, what was that one where he was like...
Oh, don't even say Donnie Darko.
I didn't like Donnie Darko that much.
Hate
there
Donnie
was a
Darko.
Scene in Donnie Darko where he's at the therapist and he puts his hand in his pants, and that got me through it. I was like, yes, Jake.
I think
touch
my,
your ding-dong tra-la-la.
I think that either Donnie Darko or Bubble Boy... Obviously,
Bubble
I'm
Boy?
Kidding.
What is
those
Bubble
are
Boy?
Awful. Bubble Boy is a movie about Jake Gyllenhaal stuck in a bubble.
We need to talk about, what's that gay one? Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yeah. How did we miss that?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe Taylor Swift didn't do the soundtrack for Brokeback Mountain. Now, it seems
it was the right era for a country album.
Right.
And a mountain is the right place for a country soundtrack.
I think so.
Taylor, when you discover a time machine, go back and do the soundtrack for Brokeback Mountain.
There we go. Or she could just do the soundtrack for Brokeback Mountain 2.
Return of the Brokeback.
The Brokest Mountain. Return
to Oz.
You know what? Brokeback Mountain.
You know when a butt is so...
Nibbly?
Like beautiful and bountiful that it looks like a mountain?
Yeah.
Return to... They call Jake Gyllenhaal's butt a Brokeback
Mountain.
So
is that what his butt looks like in Love Another Time?
It looks like a...
Got it.
It broke his back...
Because he got that booty.
Because he got that booty, yeah.
Do you want to talk about Harry Styles? Since supposedly some of the tracks on 1989 are about Harry Styles.
Yeah, I mean, Out of the Woods, iconic. We already talked about Out of the Woods a couple weeks ago, but I haven't gotten
now
over
that
it.
We've gotten a chance to hear it.
What are your other favorite songs on the album?
1989? Yeah. I love Style, and that's the one that's supposedly all about him.
Is it?
I mean, it's got his name in it.
I don't think it's about
and
him.
It's like he's got that slick back hair and the white t-shirt. Like, that is very Harry Styles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's wearing.
Now, there's a song called You Are In Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate when song titles have the letter instead of the word.
I literally went on a rant about this to my brother last week.
What is this? It's a Kesha thing. It's a Britney Spears thing. I think it's like one of those things where there's an adult somewhere in the room that thinks kids text like this.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what my brother said when I brought this up to him?
What'd your brother say?
He said, what if the R is like a code for someone specific? Like that's the first initial of like someone named Randy or Raffaello Rotundo.
What? You know, there's like normal R names.
That is for her.
Like Ricky, Richard, Ronald.
Her secret best friend, Raffaello Rotundo.
Literally, hashtag calm down.
You are in love. At least she didn't do a U. She wrote out the word
I mean,
U.
If you're going to use the R, why not use the U?
That's TMTH.
And why not use LUV? Oh my God. Had she released that, I would have boycotted. So
listen, that's a deluxe track. I mean, don't get it too angry-fied. I don't even know.
Okay. You know what I do love? Blank Space.
That's my favorite one. So I think they were like thinking that's going to be the next single.
Everybody's loving it.
Yeah.
I love you. If there's one thing that I love most about the album, I think it has to be the pen clicking in Blank Space. I think it's a pen clicking, isn't it? You know when she's like, I got a long list of ex-lovers, they say that I'm insane or whatever, and then she's got a space in between her, like, saying right before she says, and I'll write your name, she, like, clicks a pen. I'm like, that is beautiful. That is everything.
I don't know if that's the actual terminology.
Somebody yelled at me. Listen, I don't know the exact lyrics. Somebody yelled at me when I tweeted about it, and they were like, that's her clicking her mouth. I'm like, it would make more sense if it were a pen click.
Because she's, like, ready to write.
She's ready to write your name.
Well, moving on from this fun story about a pen click. They think Blank Space will be the next single. Okay. I would love it. It was the first, when I got the album, it was the first track that I listened to because we had already heard Welcome to New York. So I dove right into Blank Space.
Yeah.
And I was, like, in love instantly.
Yeah.
I was ready.
Yerp and derpin.
So many yerps.
Yep. Yeah. I think that this album is very representative of the direction of pop right now, where it's like an 80s
anthology?
Anthemic? Anthemic?
Anthology.
No, like if it's like an anthem. What's the word? Anthemic? Anthemic?
An anthem.
80s anthem music. We got Betty Who doing that. We got Taylor Swift doing that. We got a lot of people doing some 80s throwbacks.
I love it. I read an article that was saying that a lot of pop stars right now are relying on like an R&B feel and kind of like doing that crossover thing, with the exception of Katy Perry.
Are you okay with...
They said the only time she did it was in Dark Horse.
Are you okay with T-Swizzle taking a leap from country to pop?
Yeah. I mean, she did it a lot on the Red album anyway.
I was going to say, yeah. The last album... was so much pop, but she didn't say it out loud. Like, she didn't acknowledge that there were so many, like, crossovers. But now, her saying that this is, like, her official pop
debut.
I'm ready. I'm
ready
glad
for
her. I was okay
here.
With it. Yeah.
I'm glad she's here.
I mean, she's more than welcome. Join us.
Have you met her?
I have interviewed her before, yeah.
Oh, yes. I was there. I watched that interview.
Right. I was so short. I was too short, the rapper.
We saw her twice in like 2 weeks. We saw her at the Teen Choice Awards and then at the VMAs.
Did we see her at the Teen Choice? Oh, yeah. We saw her backstage at the Teen Choice Awards.
So, wait. I remember.
Tell the story.
Oh, my God. We had just, like, come from the front of the house or whatever, and we were, like, cutting backstage, and, like, her – she's walking down this hallway.
First and foremost – the backstage at the Teen Choice Awards
was a mess.
Star-studded and a mess. It was half a mess because everyone's, like, running around trying to, like, organize a whole award show.
Yeah.
But also, it's star-studded because, like, people
– Everyone was back there.
We were just standing there, like
– Wait. So I remember we came, like, walking from, like, either the front or the back of somewhere. And then she's coming through with her entourage. And it's just, like, everyone was so short in this little area except for me and her. So we were making the eye contact.
No, you weren't.
Yeah. Because she and I were, like, heads – taller above everyone else. She was wearing heels. And I remember being like...
And so were you.
And I was in my kitten heels. Didn't want to be too tall.
Right.
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 So we were walking and I remember making eye contact and her and I had this like head nod thing. Like she was like, yeah, you're like tall too. And I was like, yeah, I'm tall.
Is that a thing people with tall bodies do?
When you're in a room full of people that are shorter than you.
I have heard that there's like a secret kind of like... acknowledgement code between people with beards.
Yes. They rub their beards together.
I don't know if that's true. And then there's also a thing with people with dyed hair. I can confirm this.
If you
see somebody with dyed hair, like you kind of give them an acknowledgement nod.
That
you know what straight guys do? Like a hey yo.
I would love to see you do the straight guy head nod.
I'm trying it right now. I pulled my neck because I'm so like I can't. I'm like having a twitch.
You look like you're twerking.
A neck twerk? No, Taylor Swift, she is so tall. Sometimes when I see tall people, I wonder, what do they see of the world that I don't?
A lot. I can confirm.
Like, you can be in general admission of a concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
And see
everything.
The performer.
Yeah.
I have to get in. I have to find a window between bodies.
Well, lately you've been bringing your step stool to concerts.
Imagine if I did. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. I'm like, excuse me. I have to set this down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Imagine if I did. I am so short that I should.
What you need is a boyfriend.
Okay. Well, that got too real too quick.
Who's tall. Then you can just, like, sit on his shoulders. You're not having it?
I can't believe you just brought up that I need a boyfriend. Taylor, you have experience with boys. Hook a brother up. Do you know anyone?
Are any of the songs on her album about like, yeah, I'm single, I'm doing my thing?
I don't know. There's a lot of songs about a lot of things.
She's got a lot on her mind.
Okay, so
is that your official review of 1989?
That's my official review. There's a lot of songs about a lot of things, but if there's one thing I need Taylor to do, it's to introduce me to a boy.
I would love that. I want to be friends with Taylor so she could like, A... give me her, like, riff-raff, like the Jake Gyllenhaal. I'll take her sloppy
riff-raff.
Seconds. Not actual.
The rapper?
No.
The rapper featured on Dark Horse? Or no, on...
This is how we do.
This is how we do?
But thank you for bringing the conversation back to Katie.
No. They got bad blood. Great, you know what I got? What if we ever had bad blood? I'd be sad about it.
Sad blood. Drip, drip.
Drip, drip. Okay, so Corey, if you had an official review of 1989, what would you say?
Two thumbs up, unless, of course, you have three thumbs, then put that third one up, too.
Wow, that is some body positivity.
Yeah.
If you've got an extra hand, put that thumb up for Taylor Swift.
That's my official review. You heard it here first.
My official review is, thank you, Taylor, for giving promo to The Year I Was Born.
Oh.
If you haven't seen it already, I made a reaction to my birth video.
Wow.
Yep.
Moving right along.
If you liked Taylor Swift, let us know.
Yeah.
If you hated the album, let us know. I want to hear what you guys think.
Definitely let us know.
Let us know.
Hashtag let us know.
Let us know. No hashtag right there. Let us know. Corey, how can they let you know?
By tweeting at me, at Corey Cool. And you can find me everywhere online at Corey Cool.
Yep. And if you want to let me know, use the hashtag. What was the hashtag?
Dude, we had so many this
time. There were so many hashtags. But let me know. Hashtag Lord knows. Let me know on Twitter at Tyler Oakley or the rest of the internet. And if you like this episode, give it a review on iTunes.
For sure.
While you're on iTunes,
review it
and subscribe.
I was going to say, if you like this episode, let us know if we should do another episode all about a queen.
I mean, that should be a thing. A queen's series.
A series of queens.
Dedicated to our specific queens. This one was all about T. Swizzle. Who should be next? Let us know. Okay, that's all for this week's episode. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Subscribe on iTunes and later.
I already said bye.
Okay, bye. 1989 on iTunes.
Bye.
B-Y.
1989 on iTunes.
Later.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.